Hello and welcome to the CEDEFO podcast Skillset and Match, European Vocational Education and Training Policy, Central, National, Regional and Local, sets the targets that must be met so that all Europeans can have better access to and benefits from education. CEDEFOP helps develop and monitor these policies together with the European Commission and the EU member states. As part of this work, a new tool has been created and is now available on our website. It's called European Vocational Education and Training Policy Dashboard, and it monitors the progress member states and the EU overall make towards achieving the policy targets they set. I'm Rosie Vuduri, and in the studio with me to tell you more about what this tool does and how well Europe manages this process are CEDEFOP experts Steve Bainbridge and Marco Serafini. They are part of the VET Statistics and Indicators team. Hello, Steve. Hello, Marco. And thank you for joining us.
Hello, Rosie. Thank you very much for inviting us.
Hi, Rosie. Thank you for having us here.
So let's start. Tell us why we should be excited by this tool and who is it for primarily, Steve?
Well, the tool tells a story. It tells a story in numbers and a story in visual graphs, tables and charts. And it's the story of the progress that the European Union and its member states are making towards achieving specific targets in vocational education and training that they have set for themselves. And it is a story that is told for VET policymakers, for researchers, social partners and all those interested in training in the European Union.
All the stakeholders then. But Marco, can you tell us a bit more about these targets?
In the context of the current European policy cycle, a number of quantitative statistical targets have been established. We have considered that seven of them are particularly relevant and are included in the European VET policy dashboard. We have selected three that concerns initial vocational education and training, and four that mainly concerns adult learning and lifelong learning in general. The one on initial VET concerns the employment of young VET graduates, whether they have undergone work-based learning as part of their education, whether they have experienced learning mobility abroad. And as far as adults are concerned, we have selected participation in adult learning by all adults, the low-educated ones, the unemployed ones, and the extent to which adults have at least basic digital skills.
Increasing the number of adults who go back to education to enrich their skills is a difficult process, as we know. But as CEDEFOP's recent pan-European opinion survey found, it's not for lack of desire, is it?
Well, it is an interesting phenomenon. Because of demographic changes, technological advances, it's important for adults to continue learning. What we have found in CEDEFOP in one of the surveys that we've undertook on adult learning is that the need to develop new skills is not necessarily a big enough incentive to learn. People need the skills, but they won't necessarily undertake the training if other things get in their way. And there are many things that get in people's way.
Such as?
Well, part of it is, of course, sometimes they're very, very busy, they don't have time, they have other commitments, but it's also linked to the fact of whether or not they see a reward. If they see a promotion or a pay rise that is linked in a reasonable time to participation and training, people are more likely to do it. But if they don't, they're more likely to put it off.
At the moment, the latest data available tell us that we can estimate the participation in adult learning at around 37-38%, and the target for 2025 is at 50%, and for 2030 at 60%.
A long way to go, of course.
A long way to go, and lots of cross-country variability. So that's why we believe the tool is important, because it will allow users to visualize, to understand whether a given country or the EU stand at a given point in time, the progress that have been made over time, and the relative position as compared to other countries or towards the established quantitative target.
Now, all these targets, as noble and ambitious as they sound, why are they important for Europe?
Well, Europe has decided that it needs to strengthen the resilience of its economy following the COVID pandemic. And it has also decided that it needs to transition to a digital and to a green economy. None of that can be achieved without skills. The skills of the European workforce are essential to achieving any aim within the European Union. And these are the issues that the member states collectively, along with European social partners and with the European level, have decided that certain efforts should be focused on and that they should work together on, essentially to improve and improve the skills of adults and encourage them to participate in training, and also to improve the employability of young people entering the labour market.
And there is another big group that the European Vocational Education and Training Policy Dashboard explores, that is the NEETs, or young people not in employment, education or training. How can comparing data from different countries help policymakers and other stakeholders improve their policy results, Marco?
The statistics have, of course, their limitation, and they don't tell us the full story, but they are a useful and powerful mean to, in the end, measure the overall results of what policies and practices in VET or in continuing learning manage to achieve in the reality. So by measuring this phenomena repeatedly and periodically over time, we will be able to see whether the policies and the practice help to change the situation.
That is really important, isn't it?
May I just also add that the European Union has used targets for over 20 years in particular areas. In earlier policy cycles, it sought to reduce the number of young people who were leaving the education system early. It sought to raise the educational attainment of the European workforce and set targets to do that, and has achieved them. So there is a record of success of setting targets and achieving them. And the dashboard is there to give easy access to see what progress is being made in this policy cycle.
Now, statistics are obviously important to those who design policies, as you've just said, but they don't always tell the whole story, do they? They can be misleading if taken out of context. How does EDEFOP's new tool make sure that the collected data do not mislead users?
In the tool, we have incorporated a number of flags and footnotes that would help to the correct interpretation of the figures in there. In addition, we plan to develop narrative and analysis to help the storytelling, to help the user to understand and interpret the data and the trends.
This dashboard is also part of a broader set of work on statistics. In what ways can vocational education and training stakeholders make use of these sources?
We have a broader framework of indicators, which also are visualized on our web portal, which is called the Key Indicators on VET, and of which the dashboard is part. Now, the Key Indicators on VET are a broader framework of indicators that would help to provide even more information. Both types of visualization lie in the context of a bigger CEDEFOP undertaking on VET statistics and indicators. We regularly produce more in-depth analysis and publication based on those data, but also based on other sources that could help us understanding the factors underlying how these data move and change over time, or how they compare comparatively stand across countries.
Yeah. And finally, as we have said, data do not work in isolation. How do the other parts of CEDEFOP, the other experts who work more on analysis, make use of these data?
Well, as Marco has said, the data give an indication of the progress that is being made and to the extent to which policies are working. It is important to contextualize the data. Some countries will start from a higher position, for example, of adults participating in learning than others. And so it's not just the final figure, but it's the progress that has been made. And the other point about the dashboard is that it is an interactive online web tool. You can select the countries that you wish to compare. You can select them and compare them with the EU average. You can do all sorts of manipulation to try to give insights into the sorts of policy developments that you're interested in.
So we can use this program to ask better stakeholders who don't already know about this new tool to go to the CEDEFOP website and check it out and give you their feedback as well.
Yes, and our listeners are very welcome to go and compare the progress of France with Spain, with Poland, or with Slovenia in the various in respect to the various targets that the EU and member states have set themselves. And we welcome any feedback on that. The tool is there to be used and for people to make their own comparisons and to reach conclusions based on the data.
Steve Bainbridge and Marco Serafini, CEDEFOP experts. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Rosie.
Thank you, Rosie. And I'd like to thank also the web team. Without them, we wouldn't have been able to achieve this goal.
Yes, that's great. So we'll be back with more on vocational education and training, skills and qualifications. Until then, as we said, those of you who are interested can visit our website, cedefop.europa.eu, to check out the new European Policy Dashboard. You can also find our podcasts there and on all major podcast platforms. And you can follow us on social media. Goodbye.